views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everybody. It is such a great day to be talking about what we're talking about. I want to thank many of the listeners who have been writing and calling about the shows. Truly appreciate it. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And we call it that because we have the opportunity to shift. This show is for a lot of people that have tried all of the white knuckling, all of the goal-oriented work, all the coaching, and they keep hitting some blocks within their field that stop them over and over and over again from stepping into all that they are. And we don't need to keep those around. There's no way that any kind of willpower is going to move that kind of stuff. It's honestly an internal energetic release that occurs. And that's what this show is about. So thanks for joining us. And today, our topic is about clearing blocks from tradition, culture, and personality. And, you know, it's amazing how we can be on autopilot when it comes to these things. We were raised a certain way. It might be a certain religion in our household, a certain part of the country we came from, a certain tribe, you know, whether it was Italian or Irish or African American or Asian or whatever it was. And then we have cultural aspects to our lives, things that we always do these things, and this is what we are like because we come from this tribe. And then we have personality level blocks, right? And this is about who you are, you know, probably at your 3D level, right? It's not the soul level. It's that part of you, you know, that gets caught up in the day-to-day world that shows up with friends and people most often. And in each of these levels, we acquire some blocks and interferences to who we are that get in the way of us stepping into all that we are, if that makes sense. So often when we'll be talking to one another, we'll say, well, I can't do this because, and I have to do that, and I should go here, and I should do that. That is all very much 3D level, right? It's coming from a part of you that's looking at the traffic a certain way, that's used to the commute you have, that goes to the office and deals with certain personalities, all those kinds of things. It's not coming from the soul level. Now, you can be in the midst of all of that at the soul level, at the level of your higher self, of your spirit. And for many of you, you know, who are shifting higher and higher beyond that. But often we forget, don't we? We forget to show up with our higher self. And so our personal evaluator of situations, I think I'm going to come up with an acronym for that, looks at everything from an autopilot point of view. This is what's going on here. This is what's happening. Why does this always happen to me? Why am I having to look for a job again? Why does the money just disappear all the time? Where is this, you know, siphon that keeps taking away my energy, my time, my money? So rather than looking, you know, from a higher level and going, wow, what can I draw to myself that's different from this? So I love, you know, the expression or the saying that whatever we have right now is from what we presented yesterday or a month ago or 6 months ago. So today we have the chance to change what we're showing up with. If you're listening to this show today, it's because you are making shifts in your life. This is a show that has attracted a following of people who are expanding their spiritual presence in the world, their light vibration, their energy. And they're looking at all parts of their field, their heart space, their emotional field, mental field, spiritual fields, etheric, physical, everything. And they are owning it. And they're going, wow, what's happening here? What am I doing? What am I caught up in now? And then the decision in that moment is, how do I want to shift this? So this is an interesting topic, because if we're in the midst of our tradition and culture and our personality level, which are really at a lower vibration, right, than our spiritual level, then we kind of want to go into victim mode. And I use that word very lovingly. We all have this, so there is absolutely no finger pointing in this. But when we go into victim mode, we look at what's going on out there as affecting what's going on in here. And what we're doing is shifting the perspective from in here to out there. Now, there's a lot of reasons we have what we have in our life, and it ain't all bad, is it? We've got some great stuff going on. Honestly, you know, when people talk about doing a gratitude list and they take a look at, they go, you know what? This is pretty good. But someone in our family could have given us a different filter or a different point of view. Let's say that, you know, you're in a family of accountants and you're the artist. You know, you're going to be different, right? You're going to be a bit different. And so the filter through which they view you is going to be potentially critical. It's not going to be a filter of understanding, because that's just not who they are. So if you came into this family of accountants and you're the artist, what starts to happen if you get enough criticism and you're not, you know, hugely strong to fight that off, is that you start to submerge and hide. And this gets locked up in your energy field. And so then we go, well, I don't have the opportunity. I can't step into it. I can't create it. That is the part of our inner child that has been hurt and maimed from the criticism and doesn't want to step back out into being harmed. So this is an awesome opportunity today for us to take a look, do sort of an inventory. You know, let's call this our 6 month checkup. And how are we doing in our energy field? You are not just one dimensional. You have multiple facets throughout your field that generate the experience you're having in this world. You know, you've got your work world, your family world, you've got different kinds of relationships, those that honor you, those that disrespect you. You've got emotional wounds, and yet you've got other areas that create a very sensitive energy about you, a very supportive energy toward your friends. If there's parts of you that are a bit too codependent, you know it, and you're looking at that and deciding if it's okay to let go. So I hope some of this is making sense in terms of what we're trying to create. Let's give out the phone number today, because we are going to be doing some work in terms of what we're shifting into and what we want to create in our world today. And that number is 1-800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And this is your opportunity to get super honest. Don't be afraid of what you uncover. You know, we grew up in a world that taught us that failures were not good, that weaknesses were a real problem. We should be ashamed. We should hide things. And spirit comes with this incredibly unconditionally loving light and embraces all of you, all of you, all the aspects of you that you're even hiding because you don't want to be hurt anymore. Spirit's coming completely with a different energy to embrace you and go, do we want to release this part of our field? Do we want to clear out this core wound? Do we want to let go of this contract, this tracking device, this cord? Are we done with that karmic pattern? Do we want to bring these toxic patterns into completion? Are we done yet? Have we had the lesson sufficiently? I call it one more time around Mount Sinai. Have we done it enough yet? Have we covered that territory enough? If the answer is yes, then you are going to feel right now that there's a part of you that really wants to release. We want to talk about some of the fear of why we don't release, why we don't let go of those parts of us that in a way are harming us, right? That keep us small, that keep us hidden, that keep us a little diminished. We don't step into all of our grandeur. We don't let that light shine. There's a reason. We don't want to be hurt. We don't want to be harmed, and we don't want to lose our loved ones. And slowly but surely, we discover that much of our life has been built upon conditional love, that if I act a certain way and I do certain things and I follow the rules of my tribe, then I will be loved. And if I step into all that I am and am truly honest and open with my energy, I will lose everyone. I'll be fired. I'll be thrown out of my house. We have very heavy negative messaging in our field. Isn't it time to let some of that go? But again, this isn't a criticism. Let's be sympathetic toward ourselves. I like to tell people we've had about 200 lifetimes. 200 lifetimes of so many energies, so many commitments, so many tragedies, so many good things, so many different roles. So be kind to yourself about who you are and how long some of this takes, right? What's surfacing for you today is what matters today. So again, we're taking calls, and it would be great if you give us a call and you want to work on this. The number is 800-930-2819. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the impact of the Ascended Masters and the Archangels and how you can bring them into your experience with their amazing, powerful light vibration. We'll be back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
And welcome back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about sheer alchemy. I think I have not experienced anything more compassionate and more powerful than working with spirit, working with the ascended masters and the archangels, and working with the really high vibrations that help us to shift out of old wounds and agreements. You know, and I want to talk a minute about agreements, and because some of us don't recognize them. We don't see it. We still want to base things on personality. So before I go into that, let me give you the number one more time. It is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. When it comes to clearing out core wounds, we're dealing with lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of stuff. We're also dealing with the current lifetime that's freshest in our minds, right? We have the current family we're in. We have the current kinds of energies we seem to attract, and we go, why do I keep bringing these in over and over again? So when we bring in these high-level vibrations and we choose to ask for their help in clearing out some of these agreements, what we're talking about is something that is not just based on the personalities and people in your life. That would be reducing it to, you know, just people. This is an agreement in your field that says, when I am around this kind of energy, this is how I behave. When this kind of male energy shows up, I act in this kind of way. When that kind of female energy shows up, I act in this kind of way. In the work environment, wherever. And it's an agreement to behave in a certain way. I often use the example of being a vice president in a corporate environment and then coming home and being very submissive and yielding, and that being the same person. That's the same energy. So don't limit yourself to which agreement you're operating at. This is very broad. There's many of them that we have, and I promise you they surface all the time. And then, you know, there is this other thing, which is to not reduce it to just personalities. So you may not like your mother-in-law, or you may not like your boss and have a very different personality when you're around them. You may try to please, you may hold back, you may notice you get tight in your solar plexus. But if you follow the chain a little bit, you will notice that you have that agreement with other energies as well. So we're never disparaging anyone, because Source loves everyone. Source is not unloving. It's more this energy that sort of causes your field to contract, and that shrinks you down to being less than all that you are. In terms of tradition, sometimes an easy way to explain how traditions affect us would be, my family always gets together on this holiday and this is what we do, and I have to cross the country and do these things, and then I can't wait for it all to be over. And I'm not saying everyone is like that, but this is a very, you know, obtuse example. That is following yourself through where you are stepping into an event or a situation or a circumstance that you don't want to do, that doesn't mean anything on a deep level to you, but you feel coerced, you feel like you have to do it, and you make yourself do it. I do so many spiritual shows where I'm working with people, beautiful people, clearing out fields, you know, working on stepping into a higher energy with these beautiful energies I work with. And it's almost as if we give ourselves half of the weekend to be ourselves, half of the weekend to be happy. When I come to this show, I feel like I'm in my element. I'm doing what I love to do. So the block is, why are we not feeling our energy in all of our circumstances? And you may say, Leslie, that's just not possible. That's not realistic. Well, I'd like you to go a little deeper in your field a bit and just notice when you're stepping into things you do not resonate with, that just don't reflect who you are. You know where they are. Pay attention, take notes, carry a little notebook, and just notice your energy at different points of the day, at work and everywhere. And beside what you're doing, notice or ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I doing this? And go all the way to the bottom of it. I'm doing this because I'm afraid of losing my job. Why am I afraid of losing my job? Because I don't think I'll get another one. Why do I think I won't get another one that reflects who I am? Because who would hire me? Okay, see how deep this starts to go? So much of what we're carrying in our energy allows us to bring in the next job that is almost identical to the one we have. A lot of people I work with continue to attract partners that carry very much the same energy. They start out looking different, and that's why I call it same energy, different outfit. They start looking different, but eventually when it's boiled down to an energy, it may be that same coercive energy or that same diminishing energy or that same old masculine thing that resonates perhaps, you know, with your father when you were growing up. It all comes back because we haven't shifted anything in our field. If we grew up learning certain things about our personality, we're the smart one, we're the creative one, we're the this, we're the that, we may put that on as a mantle. And so if someone asks us about ourselves, we immediately speak about the label we carry. This is who I am, this is how I am, this is where I come from. And somehow that is supposed to communicate who you are. I can tell you it doesn't. Who you are is so much grander, so much more beautiful than all of that. So does it seem like a lot of this lifetime is about shedding old energies and debris and old wounds that do not serve us any longer? Yes, it is. It is. But don't just look at it as this lifetime. Look at it that you've presented this time around to truly want to clear, to truly want to shift, to step into more of who you are. This is just your latest round with it. Does that make sense? We want to reach higher and discover our own limitlessness. So I'm going to bring in now some Ascended Masters and Archangels, and this is the fun part, all right? We will be going to break in about 5 minutes. So in the break, I hope you will continue with this, but let's just go ahead and start. So I'm just bringing in some beautiful, powerful Ascended Masters that carry an extraordinary light vibration, bringing in some cosmic level, universal level Ascended Masters, these masters that have worked much of their lifetimes and even beyond to refine that incredible energy vibration that they bring in. And I want you to invite some archangels in. Let's bring in Archangel Michael, and let's bring in a pearlescent gold bubble of protection around you. Let's bring in Saint Germain and the beautiful violet transmuting flame. Let's transmute in our own fields right now any negativity that we're carrying that no longer serves us, that we just don't need it. Just see yourself plucking it out, releasing it, just letting it go, that you don't need that anymore. You don't need to even be drawing that energy to you anymore. And I want you to go into the part of you right now that is unhappy, that's not stepping into all that you are, that feels blocked from the good stuff, blocked from abundance, from the sense that you can create. For some of you, I'm seeing your inner child come up and just very hurt, very, very pained. And just allow her to speak to you. So she's coming in through the solar plexus for some of you, just, you know, where you really felt disempowered. And so now I want you to remember what it is that you'd love to do, what you'd love to create, where you'd like to go. And in this moment, I'm going to ask you to not put any limits on the desire that you have, to just allow yourself to just let go with your thoughts and the intuitive ideas that are coming to you, the guidance that's coming to you, and just allow it to flow all the way through your field. And when you feel that little hiccup and you feel a little block, ask yourself what that is. And if it's that, well, how is that going to happen? How is that going to work? Release that right now. Because that's why we bring in support. Remember, our inner child never had support. She never knew that she could be supported for who she was. That's not the experience maybe that she had. So continue to draw in some masters. You can bring in Kuan Yin and Jwalkul and Master Jesus and some beautiful, beautiful light beings, Lady Nada, Lady Vesta. Just bring them in. Allow yourself to really be enveloped. And within that safety, I want you to hold the energy of your true desires, really allowing yourself to expand your thought beyond your current boundaries, outside the office, outside your home, outside your region, and really expand as far out as you can go. And I want to leave you with that, sitting in that beautiful, beautiful energy. And we're going to talk about what came up after the break. This is Leslie Fontaine, and this is Sheer Alchemy.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hello again. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are back from our break. And some of you went into a pretty powerful meditative state in the sense of allowing yourselves to be surrounded and embraced and worked on by the masters. And I hope that you took note of what was showing up and what you were ready to release and clear. And you know, you really don't need to beat yourself up about what you're not ready to let go of yet, you know, because who you are today isn't who you were a year ago or 5 years ago. Some of us on this path are shifting continuously, and we're moving into new aspects of ourselves that we really haven't practiced much. So, you know, I was giving the example the other day about growing up being very sensitive. And some of us, if we grew up being sensitive, we're criticized for being sensitive. Oh, you're so sensitive. You're always so emotional. And of course, there's a slight difference between sensitivity and emotion. Some of us have trouble distinguishing it. But if you're an empath, your sensitivity is a gift. Your awareness is a gift. You are sharing yourself and sharing the light with so many people. So now you find that your sensitivity is a good thing, you know, even though you learned at the personality level or from your culture that being sensitive was not okay. So often we are taking off the baggage of this world and we are putting on a new kind of protection. And you might wonder, well, how do I go into the world and maintain that sensitivity and not fall apart? Some energies out there are very challenging for me. I can't be around certain people that are super abrasive. Here's the thing. When we learn to put on protection, when we learn to bring in the masters and archangels to put on our protection and to dress our field and to close off our aura to any interfering energies that might affect us during the day, we then can stand in our truth. And this is what is the source of our abundance. This is what the source of drawing in all good things is about. You stand in your soul essence, your full truth. You acknowledge your higher self. You bring in the beauty of your presence and all that you are. And then you start to receive the gifts and the love and the support of the light beings, of those that are out there to support all that you are and all that you do. Many of us do not practice this. We might, you know, do this once a month because someone leads us in it. And I have some CDs that, if you need help with this, they are super powerful, that will help guide you into creating the manifestations that you're looking for. But it takes a commitment to do it, doesn't it? You have to say, I'm going to do it. So if part of your day is putting on your clothes in the morning and drinking a cup of coffee, add to that putting on your protection, drawing in the masters and archangels, maybe listening to a meditative CD once a week, something that helps to elevate your wishes and desires to a much higher level. So when you begin to draw in your abundance, the home that you desire, the one that you envision, when you draw in partners and loved ones that are of a better nature, that are more in alignment with your spirit, then, you know, you have to acknowledge where you've been drawing in those partnerships or agreements that are below your vibration, that you've been settling for, that you've agreed to keep because you're afraid of being alone. And this path is about going, well, why do I feel so small that I'm afraid of being alone and I'm afraid of not having love? Where did I learn that I was so unlovable? So see, when we're healing, we're going deeper and deeper into these parts of ourselves and we're honestly confronting it. I tell people all the time, our feelings won't kill us. Some of us are so terrified to go into the truth of our own depths, of our own wounds. And maybe at first it will feel, you know, like a scary place to go. But I'm telling you, once you go in and you can create a very expansive place, bring in the masters with you, the loved ones, and just begin to let yourself release that, that you are fully worthy of love, that you are fully worthy of being blessed and touched. And these are the things that I desire. And I retrieve that incredible home and that car and that income. And I take the controls off of the fear of what I might not be able to do, might not be able to create, won't have enough money, all those feelings of smallness, okay? And just notice everything that comes up and ask yourself, am I ready to let go of that? So I want to tell you, if nobody ever has, that you are spectacular. You're amazing. You have a purpose in this world. And people are so blessed to have you in their lives. And you, maybe you act ornery here and there, and maybe you get mad and you get frustrated and you get resentful. But remember that these are all messages from yourself about what you're not getting. And often what we're not getting is what we're not giving ourselves. We're not giving these things to ourselves. So if you need appreciation, appreciate yourself. If you need time out, give yourself some time out. Don't wait for someone else to give that to you. If you need to take a vacation, take one. Honor yourself first, because often what I find with clients is that the first thing they do is go, well, I can't do that. Well, it's not the right time. Okay, who's determining the right time for you? I have watched Source and the light beings engineer the most amazing situations for me that you would think, oh, it's not the right time. And it would become the right time. It would become the perfect time. So I want you to suspend disbelief. I want you to suspend any fear and criticism of whether it's right or wrong to desire something. Let that go and just allow yourself to draw it in and to release any of the critical energies in your field that are holding this back from you. I'd love to hear from some of you that really allowed yourself to go into this place, and I won't leave you with your wounds hanging open, okay? The masters and archangels are still present. They are not leaving you. They're not abandoning you. But do you see how this affects your abundance? Do you see how this affects your ability to step into the desires of your heart? Because whenever we're feeling small or we've let someone, you know, criticize us, we then shut down our light and we shut down what we think we can bring into our life. So let's begin to take care of ourselves, to honor ourselves, to love who we are in this world and how we're showing up, to the colors we love, to the things we like to do. If it's time for new friends and it's time for a new workplace that resonates better with you, then you can do it. And you have to trust that Source and the light beings are there to support you. You bring them in. You invite them in. They don't come without invitation. You must invite them into your life, into the situation that you're dealing with, and allow them to take you to a little higher level than the level at which the problem is being created, and see what the solutions might be. And often, if I don't know how the solutions to turn out, I go, this or something better for my highest good and the highest good of everyone involved. And that gives me such joy when I say that, because I realize that even if, you know, someone else might not be happy that I'm taking a certain step because of their needs for me, I know it's going to work out for them. I know it's going to be okay. So try not to let everybody else's reactions and upsettedness and frustrations with you, because you've quit caretaking them, get in the way of you stepping into who you are. Give them a chance to step into who they are. I often say that, you know, you got the memo, but they haven't gotten the memo yet. You know, so they have to adjust a bit to the new information that you are not going to caretake them every step of the way on their path. Your energy is yours. Your desires are yours. There is a loneliness that happens when we are creating something and nobody else is in our head. No one else is in our hearts. We wish they were, but I have found that the companionship of the light beings, the inner plane, the masters, the archangels, our ministering spirits. Oh my gosh, it is so profound what they can do. So let me tell you a little bit more about what you can do with me if you're working on some of this and you're really sincere about wanting to shift so that you can bring in all that good stuff that truly is yours, that you're worthy of. You can go to my website. It's lesliefontaine.com. That's LESLIEFONTEYNE.com. You can write me at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. You can call me at 678-665-3366. And I have some CDs that are available. Some are teaching CDs, and I have some that are clearing CDs, and these are so powerful. I can't even tell you enough. I get so much feedback from people on these, and if you've never done something quite this powerful, I'd really recommend it, especially if you feel like, you know, I want to shift into my higher being. I want to shift into my true essence, and I'm done with these blocks and interferences that keep holding us back. And again, if you don't feel like you can let go of them yet, it's okay. There's forgiveness. You know, there is forgiveness. There is a lot of love in that dimension. The problem's been that we have no experience with it, do we? We don't have experience with unconditional love. We have experience with judgment, criticism, feeling small, trying to conform to the work culture, trying to conform to our country's culture, trying to conform to what the family expects of us, trying to conform to what the school wants from us. That's what we understand. And the fear of losing those makes us think that if without them, we will be lost and abandoned. That is not the case. Just practice one day of what it's like to bring in these amazing energies into your car, into your home, into your quiet time. And I'm telling you, you are going to have an entirely new filter on life. This is about your abundance. Aren't you ready to step into it? Let's talk some more when we come back.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
We're back, and I wanted to tell you all where I'm going to be over the next few months. First, taking a little break for the winter, and that is in the Northern Hemisphere. And I am going to be back in Raleigh, North Carolina, the end of February. I will be in Chicago at the Body, Mind, Spirit Show the next weekend in March. In Reno, March 19th. In Seattle, March 26th. In Portland, April 2nd and 3rd. In Cincinnati, the 9th and 10th. And back to London, April 30th. And to Sydney, May 8th through 11th. So if you get a chance to have a clearing, to show up for one of my speaking sessions, I think you're in for a treat. You know, I don't just take credit for this myself. It is an amazing experience when the Masters and Archangels show up. It is just an absolute incredible opportunity for you to clear and release things that perhaps have been holding you back from the time you were a young child, and even through multiple lifetimes. We go into your ancestral line, your full lineage, your lifetimes, and we work through all your fields, all your chakras, and it is just an incredible opportunity. And what we're doing is clearing out the things that are in our fields that keep us from stepping into our essence, into our truth, into all that we are. You know what those feel like for you. You know the difference between how fear feels and diminishment feels and shame feels compared to unconditional love and that part of you that can twirl in circles and dance and jump up and down and be all that you are. You know the difference. You're not confused. You know, sometimes we go into our mental self and we try to explain away the abuses. You know, we try to explain away, oh, my parents did the best I could. That doesn't matter. This isn't about your parents. You can bring into completion any of the lessons and any of the energies that no longer serve you. It's not a criticism of your family. And some people have a really hard time with that. You know, they've learned to, they're calling it acceptance and they're calling it mindfulness and they're calling it contentment. Well, you know what? Some of this is surfacing for you to get ready to release so that you can bring in the absolute best for you. So right now, with the work that you did earlier, I want you to just allow yourself to go into your higher mind, just draw into you all the desires that you have. What do you desire in terms of work? What do you desire in terms of a vacation? What do you desire in terms of a partner? What do you desire in your family? What's working and what's not? Don't be afraid to go there. Some of you are feeling like you've really blown it, like you've really made mistakes. This isn't about perfection. And this isn't about hiding who you are. This is about going, you know what? I want to shift that agreement with my child. I want to shift the agreement with all my loved ones. I want to step into the world being who I am in this lifetime. I want to do better. I want to change the way I show up. I don't want to feel small and wounded anymore. When you shift that, when we start clearing that out and notice where the places of stuckness happen or where the same cycling energies surface over and over again, when we choose to release that, we can then start bringing in what resonates with us. You know, I have funny stories about some of this because when we start to attract in what we haven't experienced before, we don't recognize it. You know, it looks awfully calm after chaos, doesn't it? So be gentle with yourself. Try not to say no too fast. Try not to reject too quickly. Allow yourself to examine the new things that show up for you because I'm telling you, they will. And don't say no too quickly. Can't say that one enough. Allow yourself to explore. You're not going to be harmed by something new. If we've been taught that something new is too different, you know, I like the same old, same old. Well, you've just asked from the soul level to step into your truth and into your essence. Many of us want to be happy, but we want to know how Source is going to do it, right? We want to be happy, but we don't want to give up too much. We're afraid of letting go of what we have to step into something new. That too is a fear, and you'll be ready when the time comes to let go of that. a lot of us are being held back by those kinds of things. I'd love to work with you. If this is a path you're on of creating your life on purpose, of stepping into your truth, stepping into all that you are, you need some mentoring on your spiritual path. I'm teaching a lot of people about the deeper levels of work as they, you know, step more and more into their higher vibrations, and they learn to adjust and shift their lives. Some people are being overwhelmed by the changes that they're experiencing, and they don't know what to do with it. We'd just rather almost go back and be comfortable rather than, you know, change on so many fronts. We've had so much that's been going on the planetary front that's affecting the entire world and affecting you. If you're dealing with a lot of new sensitivities and you're feeling exhausted and your adrenals are taxed, let's talk. Let's have a session. Let's clear out some of that debris that is ready to go so that you can step into the world a lot lighter, a lot clearer, and a lot cleaner about who you are. Just don't settle for being afraid. If you are afraid, get clear with yourself. What am I fearful of? What is it that I think could happen? And then go to the bottom of it and ask yourself, is that true? And is it more important for you to hold on to that than to shift? Now, if the answer is yes, you want to hold on to it for a little longer, there's no shame in that. You can be completely loving toward yourself about that. But if it is time to shift, you know what? It is going to take a little courage. It is going to take some boldness. You've got it in you. You do. A lot of times, I will bring in the masters and archangels just to support me in my boldness, just to support me in stepping into that new idea, that new opportunity. Remember, the assumption that everything will go wrong comes from your family, comes from culture, comes from what you're used to from your tribe. It's what you learned. Everybody else said, well, you better make sure you know what's next before you make that step. You know, Source is not out there ready to clobber you any minute that you step into your truth. So unfurl some of that. Get to the bottom of the parts of you that are, you know, checking every little thing to make sure that nothing goes wrong that you could have anticipated, you know, so that you can beat yourself up again. That's not what Source does. Source opens the serendipitous, limitless, full potentiality of all that you are. So right now, just stretch out your arms, bring in the full potentiality of all that you are, everything that resonates with you. Some of you are really feeling it right now. Just draw it in. And even if you can't articulate what it is, you feel it. Your heart space is opening up right now. There it is. There it is. And your throat space as well. Some of you are getting quite emotional, really feeling it. And just luxuriate in this place. Just see how loved you are. And now just allow that wonderful stuff that is yours to come to you. And the intuitive and inspired ideas that are yours, allow yourself to act on them, to take a step, to make a step, to be all that you are. This is a tremendous opportunity in your life right now. This is the moment you've been waiting for. We create it. We do it. It's not waiting for someone else to give this gift to you. It's you doing it. So take that step. Learn about an ascended master. Walk around with that ascended master all day today. Let yourself just really become familiar with the qualities and attributes of this aspect of Source. And let yourself feel the partnership and the companionship. And tomorrow you could work with a different ascended master or archangel and really allow yourself to enjoy it. Don't get all strict with yourself. Don't get all harsh, but allow it, all right? This is Leslie Fontaine. It has been so great to work with you today. So great to share with you in this time when you're truly desiring to step into all that you are. I hope you can be brave today, find your inner courage, and make friends with one of the masters or archangels to carry you in to the next experience of all that you are. Until next time, we'll talk again.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same. We'll be right back.